Picture now the red, rocky terrain of Mars. The wind whips dust around rocks and boulders that haven't moved for millions of years, and then a giant beach ball, 2 stories high, comes bouncing along, propelled by that wind. Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory are thinking about mounting cameras inside such balls, which could then take pictures as the world rolls by. Oddly, no one thought this was a great idea until recently, NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Jack Jones is known as one of NASA's mad inventors. He says he sometimes has trouble leaving work at work. Ideas come to him at 3 in the morning, and he scribbles them down on a pad of paper by the bed. This is how the surrealist Salvador Dali came up with some of his weirder paintings. But the beach balls did not come from Dreamworld.
We were out in the Mojave Desert about a year ago, and we were testing a new inflatable rover for Mars. And it had large 5-foot diameter spherical tires.
Like a monster truck with white balls for wheels.
The wind started picking up in the afternoon, and one of the tires came off the vehicle. And it just soared up the sand dunes and down the backside of the sand dune and up the next sand dune.
A technician took off after it. But you know how a napkin can blow away at a barbecue? It just kept going. They got in a car and caught up with it miles away.
It occurred to us at this point that, if we make a beach ball big enough with the strong winds on Mars, it will climb over everything.
Forget using the ball as a wheel for a vehicle. Maybe the ball should be the vehicle itself. Call it a tumbleweed. It could be inflated upon arrival, and the wind would take it. The rolling motion could recharge a battery inside, like a self-winding watch.
We have 2 ways of controlling the ball. One, we can partially deflate it, causing a flat on the bottom so it will sit. And we can survey many thousands of miles looking for these undersurface water deposits where we hope to find life or possible evidence of past life.
Shift the weight around inside, Jones says, and you could steer it, sail it like a boat. Unless the wind stopped, the doldrums. Which is where these engineers were before the whole mishap in the Mojave. Why did no one think of giant beach balls before? Hoppy Price, another engineer at NASA who works on ways for spacecraft to sail the solar wind, says this is just the way the mind works. It gets into ruts.
I think everybody was thinking about, you know, a Mars rover. It's something that looks like a car. What kind of wheels does it have? You know, are they inflatable wheels? Are they wire wheels? Do they have treads? You know, maybe we'll have legs and have the car walk. But they're still thinking of a car and something you add to the body of the car to make it move. And so they weren't thinking of, well, let's just build a big wheel or let's just build a big beach ball.
And in everyday life, thinking up crazy ideas just gets you that, crazy ideas. The patent office is filled with them, he says. Still, Price estimates that about half of all great discoveries have been made not by directed rational thought, but by accident. One NASA engineer, frustrated with typical squirt guns, stumbled on the idea of pumping up pressure ahead of time. The Super Soaker was born. That engineer was so successful, he no longer works at NASA. Jack Jones hopes to take his tumbleweed rover to Antarctica and see how it survives there. The whole idea has elicited some laughs in the JPL cafeteria, but what is laughter except the mark of something unexpected? David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.